Well, we'll try to get a little clarification now as the general manager of the Vancouver Canucks joins us on the show. He is Jim Benning. How's it going, Jim?
Going all right, guys. It's going all right. Excited to get started here.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It should be a really interesting start to the season, and unfortunately, it already is a little interesting. Can you give us any clarity on what's currently going on with JT Miller and Jordy Benn and what the timeline is?
Well, all I can say right now, those players aren't available to us. We're following safety protocols, and we'll have more information to share tomorrow. That's where I'm going to leave it at that for now. And tomorrow we'll have more information on that.
Now, Jim, without getting into detail, I know there isn't, much you can provide, but does this put any doubt in the status of the game tomorrow with this situation? Could this be up
No,
in the air?
no, no, no. We're in Edmonton. We're at the hotel. Howard Luck is not available to us either tomorrow, but those players aren't available, and we got the rest of our group here, and we're ready to go, and excited to play tomorrow night.
Now, not specifically pertaining to this situation or these two guys, Jim, but I'm sure that, situations like this and, there's going to be a lot of stress around the league of boy, I hope we have all our guys ready for this game or this game. And I'm sure you've been up and down this, but what is the procedure going forward, game to game with the testing and how many, false tests that or negative tests that players will have to get?
Well, we have like safety protocols in place. Our players test, and everybody that it's like a traveling bubble almost of 50 people that we travel from city to city with, and we all get tested every day. This is going to be a type of season that we're just going to have to accept. These things are going to come up. I think, we got good depth on our team. We don't want it to happen, but like Travis was talking about the other day, we got to be flexible. These things are going to happen. We got to accept them and just try to, be competitive. And, we're excited about our group. We've had a good week of practice. We got some young players that have showed up and looked really good so far. I really like our defense this year. Hamannik's joined our group, and we got him signed today. And I think our defense is as solid as it's been since I've been here. Our goalies have been good, and our forwards, we got a group of guys that are going to work and compete hard. And then we got our skilled players that I think that experience of them playing in the bubble last year and playing in playoff hockey where the intensity and the focus, was heightened. They've just come back with that much more confidence this year. So, we'll see. We'll see where we're at. It's going to be the Canadian divisions. All the teams are good. It's going to be tough games every night, but, I think we're ready for it.
Now, in terms of everything that has kind of unfolded here, Jim, and I know you can't really give us more comment until tomorrow, but as far as following protocols with the team, and one of the things that we've heard Gary Bettman talk about is having flexibility this season. And, these protocols will get changed and they're tightening things up as time goes on here. Based on the things that have unfolded, is there a review process now to make sure the protocols are tight and hearkening and nailing things down? How much of a wake-up call can this be for the organization? Not that you've done anything wrong, but just to try to do everything you can to ensure these things don't arise.
Well, ultimately the players, it's going to be on them to take responsibility, because like we as an organization, we got all the safety protocols in place. We've educated the players, they know, but with this COVID, you never know how you get it or when you get it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's going to be out there. But the players have to be disciplined in their approach. And we've educated our players on this, and hopefully they got the discipline to follow through with, what we need to do to try to try to keep them healthy and, you know, keep a full roster. So, you know, this is going to be something that if I'm watching, you know, what's going on in the NBA right now and Dwight Howard playing point guard for Philadelphia there last week, like, because they're down to seven players, like, you know, it's going to happen in all the leagues. And, you know, like you're saying, we got to be flexible. We got to adapt. We have to, I think we have good depth. So, you know, we just going to have to try to figure things out and move forward and, you know, and, you know, hopefully that we have the depth to overcome, you know, if we do lose players through COVID.
Well, didn't Weisbrod draft Howard as a guard? Wasn't that his natural position?
Yeah, I think he drafted him as a center. I don't know if he drafted him as a guard.
I was going to say, it took 20 years, but maybe it all comes full circle. Jim Benning joins us here on the show. It's Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah. You mentioned Hamonic, Jim, and this is a guy that, I mean, obviously hasn't had a lot of days with the team, and because of his opt-out earlier, hasn't played hockey in quite some time. What do you expect from Travis and how did this all come about? When did you kind of really have him in your plans?
Well, you know, as we were, you know, moving closer to training camp, you know, we started talking to his agent, Kevin Epp, to see if first if there's a fit, you know, with us. We felt from our side there's a fit because he's a, you know, a big, strong, stay-at-home defenseman. He can move the puck. You know, we're trying to, as we're figuring out who's going to play with who at the start of the season, like Travis wanted, you know, kind of a stay-at-home, solid defensive defenseman to play with Quinn. And, you know, when we looked, he wanted to try to play Schmidt and Nadler together, and Ojulevi and Myers are going to play together. So, you know, I'm trying to find the right fit. You know, we were trying to see, look at the market, who was available, who was left. Travis's name came up. We had some good conversations with Kevin Epp. We talked to Travis. We explained the situation to him. And, you know, I think after it took a day or two, but then I think when he heard us out, he was excited about the opportunity, you know, to come and to join our group and be part of our team this year.
And, you know, when you look at that addition to the back end, you get Nate Schmidt, you have Hamonic now, and the overall roster really has fallen into place. And obviously, we're hoping that JT Miller can come back and play because they need him up front. But you look at this team now and you look at where you're at. How content are you with the roster and how much you're going to be evaluating some of these guys, whether it's Ulevi and Hamonic, how he fits in, and Hoglander in the top six, to see if there's other additions you might have to make as the season goes on? How big is the evaluation period here when the season starts?
Well, I think that's just a natural process of, you know, playing games and watching your players and, you know, we'll see how we do, you know, in the win and loss column. You know, Hoglander's had a really good training camp. He's played with Bo and Pearson. They look good together as a line. Travis has got him on the second power play. So, you know, we're going to see where we're going to give him a chance here, and we're going to see where he's at. And hopefully he can keep playing like he's been playing this last week once we start the games. But if, you know, if he does take a step back, then we'll have to evaluate where we are and maybe give somebody else a chance internally. Or, you know, we can always look to the outside. But I'm not really looking to the outside right now because I like, you know, some of our players that, you know, we'll give a chance in that position to before we start looking outside to fill that position.
Has the timeline on Hoglander and what he's been able to do, did that get bumped up, Jim? Did that change in your mind? Does he look like he belongs a little sooner than you would have anticipated?
No, I don't think so. Like we talked this summer about, you know, when we signed Tyler Toffoli about giving Hoglander an opportunity. He's a competitive kid. He's, you know, he's not tall, but he's strong on the puck. He competes in the battle. And, you know, he's got, with all that, he's got an excellent skill set with his ability, his offensive instincts around the net to finish off plays and score goals. And he's got good vision of the ice. He can make, you know, really nice plays with the puck, and he fits in, you know, with his line mates because he works to get back defensively. So, you know, he's a guy that at camp we wanted to give a long look to because, you know, if, you know, we just think he's got the tools and the competitiveness to show up and compete and help us win this year.
Well, you mentioned that you want to go with these young guys, Jim, and it makes sense to give these guys a shot. And, you know, we've seen the reality economically for a lot of teams in the National Hockey League this season with the pandemic, with the, you know, financial taps not being, you know, as strong as they were in the past. How much flexibility do you think you have if you will go out to try to make things happen? One is the cap situation, of course, then there's the other. How many hoops is there to jump through when you're trying to make big additions in this current climate financially?
Well, it's, you know, now that the season's starting, it's even harder because, you know, any player that we trade for from the U.S. automatically has to do a 2-week quarantine before we can get him in our lineup. So, you know, but I think, you know, we've worked hard, our organization's worked hard for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, drafting players, signing free agents, developing them. And, you know, we got a lot of players, I think, now in our pipeline that are ready to play at the NHL level. So we got to give them an opportunity, see where they're at, and then go from there. But, you know, like Olli Juolevi, like he spent a couple years in the minors and he's had some bad luck with injuries, but he's been healthy now for, you know, the last year, and he's gotten stronger and his skating's picked up. He's faster and he's always been a smart player, but he's looked real good at camp and, you know, he deserves a chance to play in the NHL because we think he's ready. So, you know, that's, you know, we got some other younger guys on our taxi squad that, you know, have looked good at camp this year, and whether they get, you know, an opportunity here through injury or whatever to step in, but, you know, we're going to see what they can do. And I like the depth of the veteran players we have, where we can now put these young players in and shield them a little bit, where the veterans will, you know, do a lot of the heavy lifting and help these young guys out develop. So I think, you know, we're in a good position, you know, to give some younger players a chance.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, you know, give those young guys a chance. You have some veterans here, and a lot was made when you guys put Louis Erickson on waivers, right? And, you know, a lot of fans, you know, and part people in the media were hoping that, okay, maybe this means he goes to the AHL, and who knows what that leads to in a year or so. It seems like he's on the taxi squad. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes, he's on a taxi squad, yep.
And what type of role do you envision him playing this season? And what is his status with the organization?
Well, he's still like part of our group. He's, you know, he's a guy that, you know, I know he hasn't scored like, you know, the money that we're paying him, but he's still a valuable guy and that he can kill penalties for us. He's, you know, a good two-way player. So, you know, he's part of our team. We're going to, you know, with the penalty killers, as we've seen in the last couple of years, like they block shots, you know, they get hurt, they break bones, they break feet, they break hands when they're blocking shots. And so, you know, there'll be an opportunity for him at some point to get in the lineup because, you know, the things he can do well, he can still do at a high level. So, like I said, he's part of our team and, you know, we're going to need him here at some point.
Jim Benning joins us here on the show, Vancouver Canucks GM. It's Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah. I know we ask you this all the time, but here we are on the eve of the season. Do you expect Travis Green to be behind the bench without a new deal on night one?
Yeah, of course I do. He's signed. He's got another year left on his contract. Like I've said in the past, you know, he's done an excellent job with our group. He's the guy that we want going forward. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on contract negotiations, but as soon as we can get him signed to a contract, you guys will be the first to know.
And as far as the job Travis has done with this team this season, the past and up until the point you're at now, when you look at the future of this organization, how important is it to kind of have that continuity in the next few years when you're building something, you're building this program, and people do believe in what the coaching staff is doing? Like, you guys do truly believe it is important to have this continuity for a while here, right?
Yeah, like Travis and I get along, really well. We, we've, helped build this team up to where we think, we can be a playoff team. And as our young players keep getting better and better, our goal is to win a Stanley Cup with this group at some point. So, I know there's lots of questions in the marketplace and stuff, but, it's our intention to get him signed moving forward.
And Jim, final one for me here. As far as the rest of your taxi squad kind of shakes out, you have young guys that will be playing in Utica. You also have to make some decisions here with some guys, whether you're loaning them to maybe a AHL team in Canada, so you have quarantine being a bit easier. Can you kind of walk us through what the plan is with some of these guys, whether it's Mikey DiPietro? We saw Will Lockwood get sent down. We see Jack Rathbone still be up here, and these guys have shown well through camp. They have skill, and they might get a chance this season. But how are you going to navigate where you place these guys so in case you need them, they don't have to go through a bigger quarantine, especially if somebody's playing a Utica?
Yeah, well, we're, like the taxi squad, we're going to use all year as, for, because those guys are going to be the next guys to get called up and play games for us. So, we're going to be switching guys in and out. We're not just going to keep guys, all year on the taxi squad if they're young players. We want to get them up and playing games too. So, the way it looks right now is the AHL training camp's not going to start till January 25th. So, and the NHL made a ruling that we can keep players in town till January 20th. So that's what we've done. We got some players on our taxi squad right now. When we get back, we may flip some guys out, and then they'll get down there, they'll get playing games and developing and. But we're going to use that as a tool to be able to work with our guys. We've got Chris Higgins is going to work with that group exclusively all year. And we've seen the benefit of the, when we had those extra guys in the summertime and they were part of our program and using our strength and conditioning coaches and skating with our guys, we've seen the improvement in the 2 or 3 months that we had them. So, we think it's a valuable way to, to keep developing guys and getting them better and getting them ready to play in the NHL. And so that's going to be, something that we spend a lot of time on this year, making sure that we got it figured out where, the guys that we want up here and the guys that we want down playing, that we get it figured out. And, and then to be able to get our young players even opportunities, if we have injuries or sickness, to get them in and see what they can do in NHL games.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the time. We look forward to a little more clarity on the Miller situation tomorrow. But hopefully, going forward, your COVID concerns are few and far between. Hopefully, it's not something that you have to deal with too much. And we wish you well in the early part of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.